The Lord has been giving me some admonitions from the scriptures for several weeks. And I'll tell you that I'm pretty convicted by it. As I bring it out today, I feel like I'll be really preaching to myself. And I feel like there's so much here that God has been giving me. And I'm going to share it with you. Ephesians chapter 5, the general direction of this little message today is about our words, how important it is what we say and how we say it before the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. And I want to read here in Ephesians 5. In verse 3 it says, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks." The very first message the Lord ever gave me was this right here. I was a young bride. About 2 weeks after we got married, I was cleaning the apartment where we were moving into, and I was putting away all the wedding gifts that we had received. And the Lord came and spoke to me and said, "I have worked all of these things out for you, and I've given you so much. Now I want you to work for me." And He began giving me this scripture. And then He gave me thoughts about it. He gave me inspiration. So I went and I began to study. I began to read one of the commentaries. And what the Lord had given me was exactly what the commentator said. And it just kind of reassured me. And I began to think about it a lot more. And in just a few days, Sunday night, I didn't tell Dan. Dan knew the Lord was calling me, but I didn't tell Dan that night that I had a scripture to share. But I got up at church and shared it with the congregation. My dad felt that the Lord had been calling me too. My dad was very thankful. I got home that night and I said, "Well, honey, I wonder what you thought about tonight." And he said, "Well," he said, "I feel like that the whole," what was the word? He said, "I feel like my whole life is fulfilled tonight." It wasn't my ministry, it was our ministry. The Lord began that night. But as I look at these words, I'm taken back in memory to what the Lord gave me that night about 38 years ago. He said, "Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks." So that what I'd like to bring out is the acceptable speech that is giving, that is honoring the Lord and obedience to the Lord. He talks about filthiness, foolish talking, and jesting, which are not convenient. And those two words mean they don't come up to the proper standard. And then he said, "But rather giving of thanks." Then there's another in the fourth chapter. He said in verse 25, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." Verse 29, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." So these scriptures give us a a pretty good indication of what is acceptable and what is not acceptable coming out of our mouth. Jesus told us that it was not the food that we put into our mouth that defiled our bodies, but it was the words that came out of our mouth, part of the list there in his list of things which defile us. He said evil speaking. Well, we can go on to some more places. I believe in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 11. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth the law and speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? So we can look in these verses and see what the Lord approves of. Not judgment and condemnation and evil speech toward one another. God's not pleased with that. Not corrupt communication or lying or foolish or impure, but giving of thanks and words that minister grace to the hearers, words that edify and not tear down. Then Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. Again, being thankful, content. Our speech and our manner of life is to be full of that. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So again, more admonition about our conversation. Conversation that's content with what God has given, thankful, and courageous. Courageous speech, not desperate, despairing speech, but the Lord is my helper. He said, boldly say that, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Thank the Lord. Over in verse 15, Hebrews 13 and 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So, again, we have admonition about thankfulness, courage, truthfulness, purity, that which ministers grace, edifying words the Lord is pleased with. And there's a couple other scriptures I want to get to also. I'd like to go to 1 Peter Chapter 3, he talks to the wives and to the husbands, and then to us all. He says in verse 8, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. And then it goes to not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew or hate evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. The Lord is interested in our homes, in our marriages. And he said, you're heirs together of the grace of life. Be pitiful, be courteous, and hate evil, and seek peace. If you want a good life together, good days, here is the admonition. Refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Truthfulness, righteousness, blessing, courtesy, pity, compassion, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing. So the Lord is very clear in his instructions to us about our speech. Well, I just don't feel anymore that the Lord has anymore. I will direct you to 1 Corinthians 13. There's a good list there, but I'm not going to go over it. I'm just going to read what these few scriptures that the Lord gave me. I'm going to leave it with you. So anybody else has something to add, you feel free. But I feel like that's what the Lord gave me. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word is my prayer.